Thanks presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you stumbled onto The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you have. Here are the rules of engagement. Subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Simply search for this podcast called The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit that subscribe button, and that gets you the weekday program and this, the weekend program. Then you go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. On that landing page, there's a wonderful, handsome shot of me. And under my name are the icons for Facebook, Twitter, or X, YouTube, and Instagram. You click on those, and you follow me on social media. So you can get all my snarky comments and stuff on social media. And then don't forget, always remember, you can text me anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm always looking at text messages. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. On your message app, this is the number, 33103, 33103. And you just start your message out with my name and then tell me anything or ask me anything. So this past week, Dr. Fauci, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday this past week, Dr. Tony Fauci, Mr. Science himself, testified before the House Oversight Committee. And my gosh, what a fiasco it was. I want to talk about how I think that Dr. Fauci is one of the most destructive forces in American politics. And even after he's left government, he still is. And before I explain to you why I think that he's so destructive, here's how bad things went at the hearings. Congressman Jamie Raskin was on MSNBC and tried to defend Dr. Fauci by claiming...
Yeah, but that quest to push disinformation and misinformation doesn't happen just in our law schools. It's happening in Congress.
Oh, so this little twerp on MSNBC says that, oh, not only is disinformation pushed in law school, I don't remember that, but disinformation is pushed in the halls of Congress.
And it leaves the heavy lifting to people like you and other Democrats in Congress to stopgap the lies.
When you're listening to the media, the cabal, in real time, it's often easy to forget just how really bad they are. When you go back and you listen again and you're able to stop and start, you realize just, oh my gosh, these people really are useful idiots. Think about what this woman's saying.
Schools, it's happening in Congress, and it leaves the heavy lifting to people like you and other Democrats in Congress to stopgap the...
Now, I should tell you right here, the chyron on this story says, are Republicans fueling the disinformation wars? Let's stop and think about that for a moment. If you have a disinformation war, then my guess is, both sides might be engaging in disinformation, and you're countering disinformation with other disinformation because, after all, it is a disinformation war. I really don't think there are disinformation wars going on. I don't. You may think that both sides engage in disinformation, and I would say that occasionally both sides may indeed do something that's disinformation. Kind of like the last hour, talking about that Facebook post that appeared on the New York Unified Court System about the Trump trials. Well, what I watched last night on Fox News was disinformation. They were jumping the gun, in my opinion. It was like, wait a minute. It's okay to tell about the story, but don't jump to the conclusion that it's true. Good grief. I mean, I know you're out there trying to, you know, play to the choir, sing to the choir, but don't. Come on. I would hope that you listen to this program because I don't sing to the choir. I just tell you what I really believe about things. And if you happen to agree with it, great. If you don't, well, tell me why you don't agree with it. Back to this little twerp on MSNBC.
The lies. Is there anything that can be done, though, to stop what happened, for example, this week with Dr. Fauci in Congress? Is there anything to do to make sure that doesn't happen in the halls of Congress?
You mean like asking tough questions? Like actually presenting him with documents, emails, letters, and then he denies what's in those documents, letters, or emails? Is that what you want to do? Sweetheart, is that what you want done?
Well,
just as a reminder, this is Congressman Jamie Raskin.
You know, the party of democracy and the party of freedom and the party of truth has just got to be tough. And I think Dr. Fauci modeled that toughness this week.
I'm sorry. It may take us the next 2 weeks to get through this soundbite. The party of what? He says Democrats are the
what? Well, you know, the party of democracy and the party of freedom and
the party of freedom? Really? The very people who are trying to tell me what to eat, how to live, what kind of house to live in a 15-minute city, drive an EV, do this, don't eat that. What? You're the party of freedom? What a bullcrap.
Party of truth has just got to be tough, and I think...
The party of truth. I might choke on that one.
Dr. Fauci modeled that toughness this week when, you know, and he's not a partisan actor, but he's just a scientist, and he just said that this is nonsense and this is preposterous. I mean, I had, you know, Republican colleagues, and there are right-wing commentators who are out there saying that Dr. Fauci created the COVID-19 virus in order to make money off of it, and they were charging him with profiting somehow off of COVID-19, and he refuted that definitively and shut them down. But like I told Dr. Fauci at the hearing, they were treating him like a convicted felon, and then I had to correct myself. I said, no, actually, they treat convicted felons much better than they treat doctors who have devoted their entire lives to saving people's lives. And, you know, if you look at Dr. Fauci's record, not just on COVID-19, but HIV, AIDS,
I can't believe he's going there. You know, sometime if you really understand just how bad Dr. Fauci is, take Jimmy Raskin up on that. Go look at Dr. Fauci's record on the early stages of HIV. Yeah. So many gay men died because of Dr. Fauci.
The Zika virus, a whole bunch of other diseases. He has saved hundreds of thousands of lives through his work as a doctor, a scientist, and a medical leader. And yet all they could do was beat him up. And then meantime, they're running around the country trying to excuse an adjudicated sexual assailant, an adjudicated fraudster, and a convicted felon who was just found guilty.
Trump. Fauci said everything Fauci said was true. He's a scientist and he's wonderful. And he's being treated worse than a convicted felon. Oh, that's but Trump. Everything's always but Trump.
By a jury of 12 peers chosen by both sides in the trial of having paid $130,000 in hush money to his.
Wait a minute. I'm not allowing to get me off track. It was not $130,000 in hush money. It was $130,000. Paid by his lawyer for an NDA, something that goes on in Hollywood, probably going on right now.
Porn star mistress and then cooking the books to engage in more financial fraud. And that's the person who's defining their party.
That's the person who's defining their party. Fauci's record as the coronavirus point man in two White House administrations is, in my opinion, clear and undeniable. He He's responsible. Dr. Fauci is responsible for advancing mountains of fraud, carnage all across the world, negligence and suffering. He was not just wrong. Dr. Fauci made proactive and preemptive decisions to lead into the idea of imposing tyranny, not just on this country, but the entire world. And he made those incredibly destructive decisions knowing that it would result in massive, unprecedented chaos, and it would ruin millions of American lives, livelihoods, destroy businesses, absolutely destroy education, harm at least two generations of rugrats that have lost years of education and learning how to socialize and actually how to learning how to get along and being taught, oh, just stare into a screen. And I'm telling you, Fauci made those decisions knowing that there was no scientific basis for any of it. But during that hearing, he professed completely otherwise every single time. How? Well, I'll tell you. Text the word Michael to 33103. Fauci, a destructive force.
There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Fauci. So we find out during these hearings, based on email evidence, that he knew that they were funding gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab in Wuhan, China. That's unassailable evidence. We got the receipts. We've got the emails. We've got the documents. But we kind of knew that.
Meanwhile, talk about turmoil. You and Anthony Fauci have some of the most famous sparring sessions over the last few years. Now you're going to go behind closed doors. He has to go behind closed doors in front of your committee. What is your question? What are some things that you want answers to?
This is Dr. Senator Rand Paul.
Now, the biggest lie from Anthony Fauci was that the United States government, and with his approval, did not fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan. We now have the Department of Energy, the FBI, and actually a group of scientists at the CIA all agree that, in all likelihood, COVID-19 came from a lab in Wuhan that was funded by U.S. taxpayer dollars. Anthony Fauci has continued to deny this, and I believe that to be a lie, and I hope he's challenged on that. But it also is even worse than lying about funding it. There's supposed to be a safety committee that's supposed to review dangerous research on this. It was set up in 2017 when they began funding this dangerous research at the behest of Anthony Fauci, who's always been in favor of gain-of-function research. When they began funding it again, they set up a safety committee. Well, guess what? This research in Wuhan skipped that safety committee. They never went there, and the only way that happens is with Anthony Fauci's approval. I've been trying for 3 years to get the NIH to reveal the gain-of-function deliberations. I know they talk about it. I know they have a weekly meeting on dangerous research, and yet they will not reveal the discussions and who made the final decision to exempt the Wuhan research. But it'll go down in history as maybe one of the worst public policy or medical decisions ever made in the history of our country. The mainstream media has failed to see this, but millions of people died, and it's related to a funding decision by Anthony Fauci to fund dangerous research in China. And they've given him a pass, but I don't think history's going to be so kind, and I hope the deposition today and tomorrow will help bring more truth to this. But I know he's evasive. He testified in Missouri versus Biden, the free speech case, about him and others trying to squelch things on Twitter and Facebook. And I think he said, I don't recall, over 100 times. He said he didn't recall the bat scientists in Asia because he has trouble with Asian names, was his excuse. He also didn't remember meeting certain people that we know he had face-to-face meetings with in February of 2020 in the White House as the pandemic's erupting. It's like, oh, I don't remember. I might have met that person. So he's a dissembler at the very least. That's the best light I can put on it. But I hope we get to some of the truth today.
I know he's hoping that you would find some way not to attend because you are the one who actually called him out and exposed him. Sadly, half the country still thinks he's a hero, and he's not. Senator Rand Paul, good luck today. I look forward to the after-action report.
And we got that after-action report. We got the deposition. It was released, and it was part of the hearing this past week. Fauci made these decisions that resulted in all this massive, unprecedented chaos and the ruins of millions of lives livelihoods, childhood education. And he made those decisions knowing that there was no scientific basis for any of it. But, of course, he continues to profess otherwise. Now, there were a select group of reporters. There were a select group of talk show hosts and others that reported and continued to talk about the fraudulent science in real time, back during the pandemic itself. But there was just too much noise, and there was too much big tech censorship. And most of those voices were never heard. And if they were heard, what happened to them? Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, that's you're not a doctor. You know, a lot of people may not have a medical degree, but it doesn't prevent them from reading journals, asking questions. It certainly doesn't stop investigative reporters from investigating and going to other sources and saying, hey, look at this report. What's your take on that? I mean, this is how we learn things. We question. We dissent. It's part of our DNA to question and dissent. And then on top of that, even though there was the child, you know, the moniker of, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Isn't it ironic how many of those conspiracy theories turned out to be true? And, of course, not only were you labeled a conspiracy theorist, but then you had big tech censorship. You literally had the Biden administration, and for that matter, the FBI and the CIA. By the way, the CIA, I think that's unlawful for doing, I think it's absolutely unlawful doing what you were doing on American soil. But in particular, the FBI and the Biden administration going to Facebook and Twitter and all the other social media groups and all, you know, hey, listen, you know, we just read this and we believe that's disinformation. You know, the way D.C. works is this. You don't always have to be so blunt as to say, listen, Zuckerberg, we just saw a post on Michael Brown's Facebook page and we think that's disinformation and we want you to take it down. You don't have to be that blunt. All you have to do in D.C. is say, hey, I'm from the government, and we think that's disinformation. Oh, okay, well, let us do something with that. Let us see how we can make you happy. The problem with Fauci is he got his way every step of the way. And when you look over, I mean, he's like Pigpen. You look over his shoulder, it's just a trail of dust. But in this case, unfortunately, that dust is devastation. You know, for a guy that claims to be the personification, I am science, there really wasn't any science behind any of those ideas, and he knew that. So the key to holding Fauci accountable, whether you want to hold him accountable legally or morally, that's all now based on all the evidence we have, including the hearing this past week. It's now all readily publicly available. All now, we just have to have somebody do it. Congress, I'm looking at you. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'm going to continue to look at Congress.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
only doing this because I can't stop laughing. So, and I'm not trying to be mean here, but sometimes people will ask me a question on the text line, and I just responded to one. Somebody was asking me a question about something I had talked about on D-Day, and I, pardon me if you take it the wrong way, but you were looking for the details about a topic. So my response was, well, you can use something called Google, and you can, and I use the exact terms that were in the text message. You can Google those words and you can find what you were looking for. And I just find it funny when listeners will say, or this, I like this one too. And I'm not trying. I should probably shut up, shouldn't I, Damien? No, I'm not going to say what you said. Not going to say what you said. Not going to say that. But if, you know, when we do the podcast and we put the pod, which is why I like for people to subscribe to the podcast. One, because it's part of my contract is to try to get as many people listen to the podcast as possible too. So I'm just being quite upfront with you about that. But the podcast usually has like titles and then keywords and tags in it. So you can find, if you wonder if I've talked about something, you can go back and you can look at the podcast and you can search, you can actually search the podcast and you'll find, oh yeah, on Tuesday, Michael talked about Burger King, and on Thursday, he talked about Taco Bell. You can find that. I just say that because so much information is so readily available out there, and it's really actually very easy to find. So if you're looking for Eisenhower's D-Day letters, or you want to see Eisenhower, you want to listen to Eisenhower's address to the troops on D-Day, that's what YouTube's for. That's what Google's for. And it's there. It's really easy to find, including things like what Dr. Fauci said. If you want to read or hear about what Dr. Fauci said at this hearing this past week, not only can you listen to the podcast, but you can actually find on the government websites, you can find all the testimony. But let's get focused. Or maybe I should say that to myself. Let's get focused. So here he is, claiming to be, you know, as I said, he really does. He claims to be the personification of science. I am the science, he famously said one time. So at some point, he has to be held accountable. And the first place to start with that would be Congress. Now, I would say, you know, criminal charges, but I don't know that he can be held personally liable for the deaths of any one individuals when he's going to have government immunity, which raises a whole other ball of wax to talk about government immunity. But I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now, because I want to focus on a retrospective of why I think he is one of the most destructive forces in American politics. Yeah, I want you to think about the lockdowns, for example. The lockdowns truly damage permanently the fabric of this society, not just this society, but societies all across the world. And they hurt Americans in every way you can imagine. Fauci's deliberate politicization of science not just sowed incredible discord within a nation that's already has all sorts of discord and all sorts of divisions within it, but he made it even worse. Masks turned neighbors into strangers. Masks turned people into, I think, crazies. You're out riding your bike in open air, not near anyone, and you're on a bike path on a neighborhood street, and you're wearing a mask outside. You know, I was once told by a teacher that I probably wasn't really all that great at science, and I should probably, you know, focus on social sciences instead. But I learned enough in biology. I learned enough in chemistry. I learned enough both in high school and in college that, oh, there's a difference between a virus There's a difference between virus and bacteria, how they're spread, how they're transmitted. I learned all that stuff. I'm not trying to claim here to be some famous doctor that knows all this stuff, but just the basic knowledge of things. Maybe we just don't teach that stuff anymore. Masks turn people into crazies. And his crooked endorsements of failed pharmaceutical interventions, you think about remdesivir, mRNA, it just harmed too many people to count. Fauci's actually a big reason why I think Americans are, on average, sicker. We're poorer right now. We're certainly dumber than we were before the era of all this pandemic hysteria began. Remember the stupid phrase? 15 days to slow the spread or 15 days to stop the spread? And then there was the tyranny of the unvaccinated. Oh, we were going to kill grandma. You know, Fauci is just, and I don't use the term lightly, but I think he's evil. He's an unrepentant monster. Fauci declares lockdowns were absolutely justified and suggests they should be used again to force vaccinations. Fauci is the architect of school closures. The architect of school closures in conjunction with the school, with the teacher unions, so that they wouldn't have to work. He did absolutely declare that the lockdowns were totally justified and that somehow they ought to be used again to force vaccines. And here it goes.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Tina Chopra. I'm a professor of infectious diseases and epidemiologist and assistant dean for faculty development at Wayne State University. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. Anthony S. Fauci. Hi, Dr. Fauci. How are you?
Thank you, Tina. It's a real pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to our discussion.
I know that you are assuming a teaching role at Georgetown. How do you plan to include public health in various curricula?
Well, that's a really great question, Tina, and I think I can answer it best by explaining how I look at the pandemic preparedness and response into two fundamental buckets. One is the fundamental science, basic and clinical science bucket, and the other is in the public health bucket.
And those two buckets, he uses solely for political purposes. He falsely claims that New York City was overrun and had cooler trucks outside because they had no places to put the bodies. We now know that's not true. Fauci just, okay, school unions, teacher unions, you want to close the schools? Okay, we'll close the schools. Fauci detonated a bunch of nuclear bombs on American society without any basis for such an insane level of escalation. It was insanity. 15 days to slow the spread. Social distancing, stay 6 feet apart. You know, I ran into a fast food place the other day. But I'll tell you what, it's Wahoo's. I don't know whether you have a Wahoo's in your neighborhood or not. But I just wanted to grab some quick fish tacos. They still have the markings on the floor. Please stay 6 feet apart for your own safety. I think it's always worth reminding ourselves of the reality of just how stupid some of this stuff was. At least the Republicans had the cojones to ask him the legitimate questions, and Democrats unsurprisingly lionized Fauci during the hearings. I don't know. Maybe I expected more from them. I don't know why. The hearings were insanity. In consultation with a variety of government health bureaucrats, a bunch of World Health Organization officials, Bill Gates, all the other anti-human forces for civilization disruption, he prescribed rolling lockdowns, broad shuttering of our society, all to combat what turns out to be the sniffles. Isn't it fascinating? that today, Saturday, June 8, people are still getting SARS-CoV-2. They're getting the COVID-19. And what are doctors doing? Well, you might get Paxlovid, which in some cases might actually make you sicker. And some people are just treating it as a common cold. But if you'd ever suggested, like, ivermectin, oh, my gosh, you would have been, oh, you want to use a horse dewormer. Well, now we know it actually is effective. But if you'd said that in 2020, 2021, 2022, you'd have been a nut job. Let's think about the lab leak conversation. Text the word Michael to 33103. Don't forget, go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. Lab leak.
Since October 7th, the attacks on Israel have increased, with Iran and its proxies launching an attack of hundreds of drones and missiles. Israelis are living with the harsh reality of terror every day. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground now, addressing all urgent needs, and that's why they need your help. While praying for the best, IFCJ is preparing for the worst by packing emergency bomb shelter kits that can be delivered immediately to those in desperate need. Your life-saving donation today will help assemble and place these kits with enough food and emergency supplies for 20 people huddled in a bomb shelter. The cost to put together and distribute these kits is $290 each. You can help save lives. And thanks to a matching challenge from a generous IFCJ supporter, your gift will provide twice the support. Call 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. Or go online to supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win Draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery. delivery, and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
With Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you are. You know, with the last segment of the program, and as I always do, because I never want anybody in this audience to think I take you for granted. I know that you have a plethora of things to do at any given time, and whether you're listening to us live, some affiliates carry us delayed, some affiliates repeat us on tomorrow and Sunday, and some of you listen on the podcast. However you listen, I sincerely appreciate it. You've made the program a success. And some people say, why do you work 6 days a week? Because I love what I do. Absolutely love what I do. And so I want to make sure that you understand that not only do I love what I do, but you make it possible for me to be able to do what I do. And I really appreciate it. So now do me a favor and go tell your friends and people that you want to irritate, tell them to listen to me and give them the link to the program. Now let's talk about the lab leak. As we're talking about Dr. Fauci and how I think he's been a destructive force in American politics, and for that matter, not just American politics, but in our social lives, in our culture, in everything, he's been a destructive force. And the lab leak is an example of that. And I know it's somewhat entertaining to nerds like me to have academic conversations about whether human beings are capable of actually doing gain of function. Can we manipulate viruses to actually make them more transmissible? I'm not really convinced one way or the other yet. But there's also the reality that the lab leak bioweapon narratives support the global pandemic narratives. And that together provides fuel for the legitimacy of Fauci's measures to combat SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19. But when you kind of get to the end of the day, the lab leak conversation is a lot of noise. It's a lot of speculation. It's a lot of theory. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a lot of evidence to pinpoint a culprit for all of this virological detective work. It's just a never-ending wild goose chase. And because Wuhan, where the gain-of-function research was taking place, we don't really know what the gain-of-function research shows. Why? Well, why do you think, stop and think for a moment, if you're going to do gain-of-function research, if you're going to try to figure out a way to make a virus more transmissible, are you going to do that in a country that is governed by the rule of law? No. You're going to do that in a country where, oh, it's a tyrannical government, where all the people working in the lab all have communist minders that make sure that they don't get off the reservation, that they stay, that they do exactly what they're told to do. It's why some gain-of-function research was done in Ukraine, along with gain-of-function research being done in Wuhan. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that the lab leak theory is a legitimate inquiry for lawmakers and for scientists. But that's a separate issue from holding the people that did what they did during the pandemic accountable. We know with absolute statistical certainty that there was nothing special about SARS-CoV-2. It was a run-of-the-mill seasonal respiratory disease that mirrored the flu in quite a handful of ways. So there was zero justification for the measures taken in response to it. Let me ask you this, for example. Why would you take a bunch of people that are infected with the flu and put them in a nursing home where people that are in the nursing home originally already have all sorts of comorbidities, which is why they're in a nursing home? Because they're infirm, they're old, they're aged, they have diseases, they can't care for themselves. So if you put anybody that has a respiratory disease like influenza, which is a huge killer, and you put them in a nursing home, of course it's going to spread like wildfire. And that's exactly what we did with SARS-CoV-2. I shouldn't say we. I didn't do it. That's what people like Governor Cuomo did. So if we're going to focus on justice, what we really ought to do is focus on what our ruling class, led by Fauci, I mean, he took Donald Trump by the, it's like he had a nose ring in Donald Trump, or Mike Pence, or Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. We ought to focus on what the ruling class, led by Fauci, did during that pandemic period. Because you know what? We got a slam dunk case in our hands. And we ought to proceed accordingly. Fauci's record as the coronavirus point man in two White House administrations is clear and undeniable. He is responsible for advancing mountains of fraud, carnage, negligence, purposeful suffering, you name it. He is the single most destructive non-head of state in the 21st century. I don't know if he's ever going to be held accountable, whether it's legally, criminally, morally, or any of it. But what matters is the truth. And Congress must tell the truth about what happened during the COVID hysteria years. Congress, do your job. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.